Good morning. Beautiful boy, darling boy, is a song written by John Lennon for his son, Sean. The lyrics contain the famous Lennon quote, "Life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans." These words are frequently on my mind these days, and I suppose it is because I'm at the age when people look back over their lives and ask themselves why they are who they are, why they are where they are, and how they got to this point after all these years. This was pretty much my state of mind this past week as I turned my attention to today's gospel reading and Jesus' parable of the sower, and pondered how to hear it anew and respond to it in some fresh way. Now, the parable of the sower is one of what we call the parables of the kingdom. So you can imagine my excitement yesterday when I unrolled the newspaper, which happened to be the weekend Wall Street Journal instead of the New York Times that I had expected. And there on the front page was the photograph of a man holding a big sign that read in big, bold letters, "The King has returned." Wow. Then I saw the headline, "Cleveland cheers second coming of LeBron James." Alas, back to the sower. Matthew tells us that on the day when Jesus told this parable, the crowd following him had grown so large that in order to be heard, he got into a boat and spoke to them from there as they stood on the beach. Now, there's no question that Jesus and later Matthew used this parable to explore the mystery of the mixed responses to Jesus and later the church's ministry and the good news of God's kingdom. And we can imagine that as Jesus looked out over the crowd hanging on his every word, he could see this coming. Although it is known simply as the parable of the sower, the parable that Jesus tells is sometimes referred to as the parable of the seed and the field, or the parable of the four different kinds of soil, or simply a harvest story. And the four different kinds of soil, or to be more precise, the four different kinds of ground, do seem to be the focus. These four kinds of ground represent four kinds of responses, three failures and one success to the good news. The seed that falls on the path is devoured by birds. Some people's hearts are so hard, so packed down, so dry, like sun-baked ground, that the message just cannot get in. It never takes root. The seed that falls on rocky soil sprouts quickly and then dries up in the sun. Some people's hearts receive the word of the kingdom with joy, but it is a joy that lasts only a little while until the going gets tough. The seed that falls among weeds and thorns is choked by worldly cares and the lure of wealth. Some people's hearts are full of distractions, busyness, worries, preoccupations, that there is no room for anything else, even things eternal. But the seed that falls on good soil grows and produces a bumper crop, an abundant harvest. Some people's hearts are open to the signs of the full harvest of heaven in the world around them. They embrace the good news, and they are not defined by worldly cares and wealth, but by community and self-giving love. Hearing this parable today, we probably recognize each of these responses to Jesus, not only in people we know, but also in ourselves, especially in ourselves. For each of us, if we're honest, can recall times in our lives when our hearts, our ability to receive the good news, have been like one of the four kinds of ground, the path, the rock, the weeds, and perhaps the good soil. It's not difficult to find examples. Most of us can look back over the terrain of our lives and see times and places where we have provided less than fertile ground for the sowing of God's word. And we may find this useful information to have in diagnosing and addressing some of our spiritual shortcomings. But where does that leave us? Where really does that leave us? How do we turn the hard, rocky, thorny ground of our lives into good soil? How do we nurture the good soil and keep it so? The parable of the sower seems to say that the ground is what it is, and the odds are definitely stacked against us, 3-1. We can, of course, examine our lives, and we can clear away the impediments to spiritual growth. We can study the Bible and the lives of the saints. We can reorder our priorities and seek a better balance between work and rest, between our inner lives and our lives in relation to others. But still, this seems a bit like a self-improvement program, doesn't it? And it doesn't sound much like good news to me. No, the good news for me, and I think the good news for all of us, is that the parable of the sower is not about us and what we have to do. The good news is that the parable is about the generosity of God and what God has done. Even by the standards of Jesus' day, this sower was extravagant, reckless. No preparation of the field before going out to sow, no picking up rocks and stacking them off to one side, no plucking weeds and plowing them under along with the hard-worn paths, just throwing out seed everywhere and wasting most of it on the ground that will produce nothing, and yet growing a great harvest. So when we refer to this parable, let's do as some do and give it a slightly different title. Let's insert an adjective like extravagant or reckless or, and this is my favorite, prodigal. The parable of the prodigal sower. The parable of God's kingdom where nothing is lost. Nothing is wasted, where there is an unlimited supply of grace and forgiveness. We recall that in our baptismal liturgy, we pray for the candidates, open their hearts to your grace and truth. This prayer is not just for children, you know. In fact, it is probably needed more by adults who often make plans based on false assumptions about what God is like and what God's kingdom is about and need to do some unlearning. I think this is what Jesus meant when he spoke of understanding the word of the kingdom. He meant being open to something radically different than what was expected. He meant, I think, the kind of receptiveness expressed by E.M. Forster when he said, we must be willing to let go of the life we have planned so as to have the life that is waiting for us. So the good news today, I think, is that it's never too late or too early to let go of plans that did not materialize and dreams that were not fulfilled, as well as those that did. All the twists and turns, the highs and lows, the good choices and bad choices that made us who we are today and brought us to this point. And to experience life without the burden of regret and in an entirely new way. so that by God's grace and against the odds, the world and we in it are alive with the reign of God. May it ever be so.